This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world. The following paid program does not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the staff and management of Triceptor Productions or the Superhuman Channel. Triceptor Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled.
From the studio gym where excuses never apply.
It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back. It's a short week. Today is Tuesday. We're starting out because yesterday was a holiday here at Superhuman Radio. We're kicking it off with a fantastic show. I hear a little echo coming back at me. I think Rob Regish is on the line already with me. Are you on the line, Rob?
Oh. I'm here, brother. Thanks for having me back.
Okay. Before we get started, a couple things I need to announce. First of all, we have do you have your speaker turned up or something over there, Rob?
I can turn it down for you a little bit.
Just a little. Five. Yeah, much better. Because my voice was coming right back at me. Anyway, I've got a great blog post today. For those of you who are following all of the information about autism, you'll want to check out my blog today. It says, Finding the Cure for Autism, It May Already Be Too Late. Also, I want to remind everybody to continue to like the new Superhuman Radio Network Facebook page where we will be doing some fun things. We need to get all of the subscribers on Facebook over to the new fan page and away from my personal page in the upcoming weeks. We're going to stop posting anything on the personal page. Okay, so first hour of the show, we have Rob Regish on. We're going to be doing our once-a-week installment of the Blueprint Power Hour. Later in the show, the Superhuman Radio resident therapist, Dr. Judy Kuriansky, is going to be talking about overcoming feelings of victimization. I think that this holds a lot of people back. A couple casual Fridays ago, Elisa Profumo talked about the five things to do to make you happier. And one of them was ridding yourself of a sense of victimization. So we're going to talk about that and hopefully make people happier. Rob Regish, how the hell are you?
Doing fantastic, Carl. How about you?
Good, good. And we actually have a surprise guest on the show. Want to introduce him and I'll bring him on the line?
Sure. Today's guest, perhaps more embodies really what Blueprint is about. I call him the tip of the spear. Hani Jazaliri, a.k.a. Big Jazz on the forums.
How you doing, Hani?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Good. Thanks for being on the show. We know it's very early on the West Coast right now.
I'm all right. I'm usually up around 8 every morning.
Okay, cool, cool. So, Rob, why don't you go ahead and interview Hani?
Sure. You know, Hani, to me, as I said earlier, really embodies what Blueprint was all about. People ask me why I wrote this book. Frankly, Hani is likely the best example. And by that, I mean, Hani, how old are you?
I'm 21.
Okay, so at 21 years of age, I had a dream. And my dream was to be a world champion powerlifter. Hani, for the last couple of years since he's picked up Blueprint, has been smashing records left and right with the information contained therein. And really, that's a credit to him and his hard work, because he did what I wanted Blueprint to do, which was, it gave him a roadmap and put the information in his hands to use as he saw fit, and it's been a rocket ride to the top from there.
What kind of records have you been breaking? Are you a power lifter, Hani?
I'm actually none of them are overall federation records. They're within my age and weight classes. So my first meet I competed in when I was 19. That was 2 years ago. It was my age and weight records for the state, and I took all three of them in my first meet.
That is really cool.
I totaled like 1290 in that meet, and I've been progressively adding about 50 pounds to my total every 6 months or so. And in my last meet, I came out and I took what was the age and weight class record for the world record for squat with a 540 squat in my most recent meet, and ended up totaling 1435 or so.
That's impressive. Now, when did you start using the Blueprint?
I want to say it was the May of my senior year in high school. And
so last May? last May?
No. I'm in my third year in college now. I was it was about three years ago.
So he's one of the early adopters to the Blueprint, huh, Rob?
He really is, because Blueprint's only about 3 years old, and
yeah.
Hani was one of the first folks that picked it up.
When you got the Blueprint, Hani, did you feel like, what can I learn that I haven't learned before?
Honestly, it was by word of mouth that I became interested in it, and I had just heard from a friend that that it was a program that was effective and that you got, you know, faster gains off it. And so I started talking to Rob, and I told him what I was interested in doing, and, you know, I told him my numbers, and he seemed to have seen the potential in me, so he suggested I pick it up. So I picked it up, and it was fuel to a fire, and it all just happened to work very well.
So do you think that you would have made the progress that you've made had you not been using the Blueprint?
I feel that I would have made it eventually, but probably not so fast. I honestly got really strong really fast.
And isn't that really what you want out of a workout routine? I mean, let's face it, there's really nothing new under the sun, but what Rob does is he assembles everything in ways that really gives you the greatest level of progress for the least amount of time, right?
Oh, absolutely, and especially for guys who are, you know, just getting into lifting. It's a lot of information, but if you can actually wrap your head around it, and Rob helps everyone to do that, it's for a lot of people, it's their first experience with actual progressive overload, and as soon as you start to implement that in your workout program, then it becomes consistent. It's just a matter of keeping at it, and with time and with proper phases like Rob puts in and with appropriate supplementation like what's recommended, you can make some huge gains.
So is it true they call you Superman?
Rob calls me Superman.
That's a good thing on this show.
Don't let him fool you, Carl. He is Superman.
Yeah, that's pretty cool, man. And so you're going after a 540 squat, you said?
Oh, I got that. I've gotten all the way up to 565 in the gym.
Wow.
But I was sitting a little bit heavier. I was probably around 220 then. And for my weigh-in for my meet, I was 194. So.
Very cool. What part of California do you live in?
I live in Orange County.
I was going to say, my son is in San Diego. I'd love for him. He's your age, and I need someone to take him under the wing, so to speak, and help him because we're so far apart. So.
Yeah, I can understand that.
Yeah, no. Anyway, what else you want to talk about with him, Rob?
Well, I guess first and foremost, you know, as Hani pointed out, you know, would you get there eventually? I think if most people hang in there long enough that they might. The reason I wrote the book was I took 30 years of learning things the hard way, cut out everything, every wrong turn that I took, and tried to embody all the good stuff. And gratefully, it was there when Hani picked it up. My only question for Hani, I guess, at this point is, you know, where do you see limits on yourself? I mean, you know, a 560 lift in the gym, 540 in the meet. Do you think with Blueprint you can exceed that? And if so, how far does it go?
You know, honestly, I really don't know how far this rabbit hole goes, because, I mean, I'm truly inspired by, you know, people like Lane Norton, who he deadlift 700 pounds and
yeah,
squat 600.
He
started out as a skinny little ectomorphic kid.
Right.
And so,
the truth is, if you meet Lane, he's not. So you, when you look at him, you don't see a 700-pound deadlift. You see a guy who has a nice physique, an athletic physique, but by and large, he doesn't look so massive that you would go, wow, this dude is so strong. You know, Lane carries himself very, very natural weight, really, really natural weight. So.
Yeah, I totally understand what you're saying there. And it's just, I feel as though people have the same interpretation to me, because, you know, I get funny looks in the gym when I'm loading up a bar, you know, as though people are expecting me to do quarter squats or, and especially, you know, I worked out in my school gym for the first time. A while back, and I was doing deadlifts in there, and I ended up working up to that was the first time I'd ever hit 585, and it's things that people don't see you do in gyms anymore. It's kind of a lost sport.
Yeah, it's sad, because in my blog post this morning about autism, I talk about the fact that we've grown into becoming a society that doesn't place any value on heroic bouts of physical exertion. People are constantly looking for the easiest way, and what I mean by easiest, like less strenuous way to reach optimal health. And, well, I'll just walk. You know, walking is really good. No, it's not. If you're not challenging your body with increased loads, your body is not getting the benefit of exercise, period, end of story. And that's why I'm such a proponent. You know, we're doing these new series, Muscle Saves Lives. This is going to become a popular series. People don't get it. They don't realize that while you are doing these heroic things in the gym, outside the gym, your body is benefiting in ways that cannot be quantified health-wise. You know, you, if you stay in this track and you're like 50 years old now and you're still training hard, you're going to be so flippin' healthy, so flippin' strong. And while all your friends are falling apart at 50, you're going to be like, no, I just added another 20 pounds to my bench press. I'm now benching 6,000 pounds.
you don't have to wait until you're 50, honey, because I'm 42, and I'm telling you now, I have a lot of friends that are already falling apart.
Yeah.
Lifting pays dues.
Yeah.
It pays dues, and it starts now, and it continues on.
Yeah, no doubt about it. So when's your next competition, honey?
You know, I'm not really sure yet. I'm kind of trying to be one of those people who kind of goes into my cave and comes out every 4 or 5 months and absolutely smashes my previous performance. So I'm taking some time off now, and I've got a coach with, he's a bodybuilding prep coach, but he also does general fitness dieting, and I'm trying to get myself down to 181s as opposed to 198s. And
yeah, that makes a big difference, doesn't it?
Process.
Yeah, because then you're in a totally different class. Yeah,
exactly. I'll go from good to great, or from great to excellent, or, you know, I'll take a step up in terms of how competitive I am, and I feel like that's the next step in the way things should go, and we'll see how things go from there. And I'd like to see a 600 deadlift at least in my next meet.
I bet you got it. I bet you're going to get it. I mean, you are going to get it. Let's face it. It's not like you're not going to get it. You're going to get it. It's just when you're going to get it that really
exactly.
is the question. Let me ask you a question. How did you find out about Rob? Well, I know it was 3 years ago, but did you find him on the boards and stuff like that?
Actually, I found him on bodybuilding.com. It was one of the first guys I had ever known to have been using him. I don't remember what his name was, but he actually lives here in Irvine, California, near me in Orange County. And I saw him posting just several recommendations about it because, you know, people are always looking for a supplement to make them stronger. And, you know, it's like, you know, you can start taking creatine for the first time in your life and get an extra 3-4% on your strength, but nothing really is going to blow your mind. And I would always see him recommending Blueprint, so finally I looked it up, and then I started talking to Rob, and, you know, that's how the story went from there.
What now, have you been listening to Superhuman Radio, or is this the first time you found out about the show with the interview?
I have listened to the show previously. I wouldn't call myself a regular listener, though.
Okay. All right, then I got to hang up on you now. No, I'm not kidding.
he will be from now on.
No, I'm just screwing him. Anyway, what else do we want to talk about? We have to go into a break. Do we want to keep Hani with us? Are you done with him? We have to move on to questions?
Actually, I think we're going to need to make time for questions, but I did want to take the time to thank Hani for coming on. It's been a long time coming. I wanted to have him on for the longest time. And really, honey, I just want to say thank you for, you know, taking a chance on me and Blueprint. And if there is a shortcut in this game, then it is the training and the dietary knowledge, not in a bottle of pills. And that comes from a guy that sells a supplement.
Yeah.
And gratefully, honey took it and he ran with it. And all the credit in the world to you, brother. You deserve it.
Cool. Thanks for being on the
thank
show today, honey.
Thank you.
Take care. All right, let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. When we come back, Rob Regish will be answering your questions on this Blueprint Power Hour. We'll be right back. Testosterone is the king of anabolic hormones, and Test Charge is unlike any testosterone amplifier you have ever tried, because only Test Charge has taxadrol, a substance that grows in only one place in the world and is only found in Test Charge. Test Charge will jack your testosterone levels like illegal agents, but rest assured, there are no banned substances in Test Charge. Test Charge is the secret weapon used by IFBB legend Flex Wheeler. And now you can join the pro ranks. Go to AAEFX.com to learn more about where you can find Test Charge today. Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
Sissies may want to stop listening now. Super DMZ is the most powerful legal compound available on the market today, bar none. Super DMZ will give you lean muscle and strength gains at comparable rates to the anabolic steroid Dianabol with none of the water retention or bloat. Super DMZ contains Superdrol dimethazine, not to be confused with other Superdrol knockoffs. Get Super DMZ while supplies last at IronMagLabs.com. Don't wait too long because Super DMZ is sure to be added to the government ban list. Go to IronMagLabs.com today.
An aromatase inhibitor shown to be stronger than ATD and 6-oxo and a SERM to rival tamoxifen. Finally, muscle-building testosterone levels. Finally, 4-Max. Old-school testosterone boosters never did quite work that well because they fell short of critical levels of testosterone needed to build muscle. They only controlled estrogen. That's like flooring a gas pedal connected to a four-cylinder engine. No matter how hard you push, the engine isn't going to run any faster. 4-Max changes that by signaling each level of testosterone production, replacing your old four-cylinder with a supercharged V12. Get 4-Max. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the 4-Max banner ad today.
The ingredients in Bridge read like a who's who of hormones and natural compounds designed to increase muscle mass, focus, and libido so you can keep all your hard-earned muscle gains as you cycle off or diet down. Bridge is not fairy dust. Ingredients like Fatogea, Pregenolone, Phosphatidylserine, and Alpha-GPC ensure you maintain an anabolic environment while Uricoma, Longifolia, Murapuama, Lepidium Mayeni, and Resveratrol keep you feeling strong and focused just the way you were on cycle. Bridge is the most unique supplement on the market that works anytime. Check out Bridge today at needtobuildmuscle.net. Don't lose your gains.
Mass Pro Synthogen is unlike any supplement to come before it, both in form and function. Synthogen is the world's first messenger RNA translation accelerator. Messenger RNA is the rate-limiting step in growing new muscle. Synthogen rapidly stimulates protein synthesis on demand, day or night. Synthogen allows you to train harder, longer, stronger, and more frequently than your competition. Synthogen is the absolute fastest drug-free recovery agent available. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Synthogen banner ad to learn more. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
Jumping higher, lifting more. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. I'm on with Rob Regish. Right now we're doing our Blueprint Power Hour episode. And just wanted to mention that we have... Boy, that feedback is annoying, Rob. I don't know what it is. I hear my voice coming back at me from the but anyway, we're doing our the deadline to sign up for the Add 1 Inch to Your Upper Arms seminar, which is going to be tomorrow night at 7 p.m. As the seminar is noon tomorrow. And if you have not signed up already, go to Facebook, the Supreme Radio Network Facebook page, and you'll see the link to learn more about it. Somebody asked, let's see here. Rob Robertson asked me, Carl, what's the update on the arms? Did the gains stick? And yes, I gained a full inch on my upper arms. It's no BS. I'll be glad to tape them and show pictures right now. But more importantly, I've had more people tell me. Yesterday, good friends of mine came over, Billy Mitchell and his wife Cher, and Elisa and I, we all got together and we had dinner together. And Billy is an avid, very, very hard trainer. Looked at me and said, man, your arms look amazing. And I said, it's this seminar. We're doing it tomorrow. My arms look so different. My triceps look different. My biceps look different. That one workout changed my upper arms. And in my opinion, my arms can now start growing even more. So don't miss this opportunity. The deadline to sign up is tomorrow at noon. And it's going to be a lot of fun. Okay, Rob, we'll start out with our first question.
Sure.
This one is from, I'm going to have to take my headset off for a second. This one is from Scott Lindsay. He says, hey, Carl and Rob, really enjoying the great information in the show segment. My question is basically how to improve explosive power, vertical jump, and broad jump numbers without adding mass. I like to think of myself as an athlete, although not a weight class athlete. The sports I participate in benefit from lower body weight and high explosive power output, like ice hockey being the main one. I find that when I lift big in the squat, deadlift, and power clean, I get stronger but also lose speed and quickness. I'm 6'2 and weigh 210 pounds with a 10% below 10% body fat. And while I could lose a little body fat and decrease my weight performance. My performance tends to suffer. What do you think? How does he increase explosive power without adding muscle mass, I guess, basically, is the question.
Well, you know, on the surface, it seems complex and difficult. However, it's really quite simple, and it involves a three-step fix. So here, then, is what I'd recommend. Let's say Scott is currently squatting heavy, deadlifting, and power cleaning six times a month. You're going to cut that in half. In other words, you're going to retain those three heavy weight sessions, but on the three alternate days, you're going to replace those workouts with the following four movements and perform these exercises in the order that I list here. The first are dead leaps, which I'll expand on. The second are single-legged body weight squats, supersetted with 45-degree hyperextensions. And then third, hanging leg raises for the midsection. Now, a little bit about each. The dead leaps, what I refer to as dead leaps, are akin to a long jump without the running start. Probably remember this from field day in school, right? When you were a kid?
Yeah.
So those should be performed first in the workout. So from a standing position, 4 to 6 jump attempts with about a minute in between each jump. If you fall forward upon landing, the jump doesn't count. Simply chalk or tape the pavement from the toe line where you jump to the heel where you land on your best jump. Record that jump, and then you should strive, of course, to increase that from week to week. Second, you're going to move on to body weight single-legged squats. Now, to be clear, most people aren't going to have the flexibility or even the strength to perform a true ass-to-Achilles heel flat-footed squat. That's really not a problem because here's your plan. You set up a free weight bench underneath the chin-up bar or another support. Around that chin-up bar, you loop a chain, a towel, or a thick rope. Stand on the bench with your right leg, in this example, and hold the rope with your right hand. You're going to elevate your non-working leg and your arm, your left arm and leg, to improve your balance out in front of you. Squat down on your right leg until your glutes touch your Achilles tendon. Pause briefly at the bottom, do not bounce, and explode back up into the standing position. You can use the rope, pull on the rope with your right hand just enough to assist you out of the bottom. It is very important to keep your working foot or your leg flat on the bench. The reason being is that strengthens the hips and the hip flexors. If you come up on the ball of your foot, it works more of the quads, and the quads are usually strong enough given all the squatting people are doing. The explosive force that Scott's looking to generate is going to come from those hips and his core, not necessarily his quads. So we're going to further strengthen the hips and the posterior chain by supersetting those single-legged squats with the 45-degree hyperextension performed immediately afterwards. So ideally, you want to start out with about 2 sets of 5 reps for each leg, supersetted with 15 to 20 hyperextensions. That would be your beginner standard. As you gain experience, you want to build up to 2 sets of 20 reps with each leg, supersetted with some weighted hyperextensions, for a lower rep range. Now, that's going to take some time, but in the ensuing 8 to 12 weeks, you're going to lose that training wheel, meaning you're no longer going to need that rope. You're going to be able to have the balance, coordination, strength, and flexibility to pull that off, which is an amazing feat of strength and raw leg power. Single-legged squats. A lot of guys are going to hear that who squat big and say, that's no big deal.
Right.
Try it sometime. Yeah. And then finally, core strength is an incredibly important facet of this insofar as transferring force from the lower body that we're building with the single-legged squats through your middle, your core, into the upper body to increase explosive power. There is no finer exercise out there to do this than hanging leg raises. Hmm. If the athlete lacks the ability to perform, let's say, 5 straight-legged leg raises out to in front of the body, keeping the legs in parallel with the floor, it's best to begin with knee raises and gradually, over time, build the strength up necessary to perform, let's say, 2 sets of 20, perfectly straight leg raises to parallel being the goal. Going beyond that, you can actually hold a very light dumbbell between your feet or a heavy chain, and due to the leverage, right? It's a fixed point far away from your body. You're going to build up to be extremely strong. You're going to build a midsection that would impress the Farnese Hercules. The pairing of these dead leaps, single-legged rope squats, hyperextensions, and hanging leg raises is the absolute trifecta for athletic power and explosiveness. So, Scott, I'd love to hear back from you, let's say, in 3 to 4 weeks as to your progress. I hope that helps.
Okay. We have a few minutes before we go into the break, so let's go ahead and read this question now. This one comes from Morton. Do you know his last name? It just says BBNO.
That's what Facebook says. So
yeah,
I'm
Morton Babino.
Face
okay.
value, man.
So Morton, and he's an avid listener to the show. I appreciate him as a fan. Anyway, he says, how many pounds should a natural gain, a natural meaning natural bodybuilder, I would imagine, gain a week/month for minimal fat gain and maximal muscle gain? How should one set up the diet and workout regimen to keep the muscle gains going? Should one macro cycle, calorie cycle, cut for 2 to 4 weeks and then bulk for 2 to 4 weeks, including extra cardio? So that's actually a three-part question. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, Morton, I'll tell you, I could and did write an entire book on this. The short answer is after newbie gains are exhausted, a lot of folks play the waiting game. And by that, I mean this. Progress, insofar as adding lean body mass in this game, is not linear. It's seldom linear. Matter of fact, when it comes in spurts. And most trainees don't understand why, nor when those spurts will occur. So they end up kind of making sure they're there, meaning they're there when the next, you know, wave of gains comes in, so that they're training and dieting and they can catch that wave. The problem is, for some people, it never comes around again.
Mm-hmm.
For other people, it'll come around once a year, once every couple of years. Let's face it, it's a difficult exercise. It's something that you need to understand how to work with your body to create, maintain, extend the growth window, and then solidify those gains. That is best done, in my opinion, by having an understanding of Dr. Hans Seil's GAS principle, or General Adaptation to Stress model, wherein you understand how to disrupt a state of homeostasis, which most people are in. Let's face it, the body is neither given a reason to change. It's more or less staying the same. You need to disrupt homeostasis. You need to then create a gaining pattern, extend that window as far as you can, and then solidify those new gains by giving giving a central nervous system a jolt to talk to it, giving it nutrition to feed it, and a cardiovascular system to bring oxygen and the nutrients from your diet to support that new lean body mass. How many times have you seen it? Guys will get a great spurt in gains, and then they'll lose it.
Right.
So you need to have an understanding of how to do all three. It's probably outside of the context of this discussion. It is found in the blueprint, but I will tell you this. You need either the body wisdom that comes with decades of being under the heavy iron, or a series of timed phase shifts that auto-regulates your physiology, meaning you know how to precisely when and where transition from one state to the next before the body adapts and plateaus.
Hmm.
And I have spent years, too many years, plateaued. I have spent, you know, untold dollars and time that I will never get back, learning the hard way that you need to do something different. I have taken all of that and put it into the blueprint. So, you know, it's a long way of saying, I figured it out. I know how to create that state, amplify it, and extend it, and solidify those gains, and most importantly, repeat it.
Okay.
And that information can be found in the blueprint.
Okay. All right, we have to take a break. When we come back, we're going to read a question from Scott Connor. Okay? You're listening to the Blueprint Power Hour, and Rob Regish's new supplement, Synthogen, is available. Both the Blueprint and Synthogen can be learned more about or purchased by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the appropriate banner ad. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio.
Man
Mass Pro Synthogen is unlike any supplement to come before it, both in form and function. Synthogen is the world's first messenger RNA translation accelerator. Messenger RNA is the rate-limiting step in growing new muscle. Synthogen rapidly stimulates protein synthesis on demand, day or night. Synthogen allows you to train harder, longer, stronger, and more frequently than your competition. Synthogen is the absolute fastest drug-free recovery agent available. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Synthogen banner ad to learn more. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
Testosterone is the king of anabolic hormones, and Test Charge is unlike any testosterone amplifier you have ever tried, because only Test Charge has taxadrol, a substance that grows in only one place in the world and is only found in Test Charge. Test Charge will jack your testosterone levels like illegal agents, but rest assured, there are no banned substances in Test Charge. Test Charge is the secret weapon used by IFBB legend Flex Wheeler. And now you can join the pro ranks. Go to AAEFX.com to learn more about where you can find Test Charge today.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. Wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
I usually avoid protein bars because they're generally just candy in disguise. But that's all changed now. With Quest protein bars, we can enjoy dessert again without the guilt. With 20 grams of whey isolate protein, tons of prebiotic fiber, no sugar added, and only 2 to 6 grams of active carbohydrates per bar, Quest bars will keep you full and lean. I've never endorsed a protein bar before because I simply didn't trust them. That's all changed with the Quest bar. Not just because of what's in them, but more so for what's not. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Quest protein bar banner ad. Start enjoying dessert again. Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household. Are your goals longevity, endurance, vitality, or wellness? Well, you'll find everything you're looking for at uscellwellness.com. USL Wellness was founded on the belief that total well-being begins at the most basic cellular level. Their natural supplements are designed to work with the body to achieve health and vitality. Their formulas are backed by a team of nutritional researchers, healthcare professionals, and nutritional supplement biochemists. Whether you're concerned for your own wellness or a clinician caring for others, it all starts at uscellwellness.com. Save 20% off your first purchase when you use the coupon code SUPER.
Get stronger. Feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. My guest this hour is Rob Regish. This is the Blueprint Power Hour. We're answering listener questions. The next question is from Scott Connor. He says, Rob, I'm curious as to your thoughts on MCT. I guess he's talking about medium-chain triglyceride oil. As a pre-workout supplement, I've seen testimonials that are all over the place, both positive and negative. Would you advise this before a fasted state training session? What about the use of it alongside BCAAs? To be more specific, I don't have weight to lose, which seems to be the most common use I've seen for MCT oils. Curious about your thoughts on all this.
Yeah, this is a great question, Scott, because it brought me back. It brought me back to, let's say, the early 1990s when John Perillo was really pioneering the use of medium chain triglyceride oils in bodybuilding. Back in the day, this was before the 300-pound rip to shreds bodybuilder. John was championing 10,000 calorie a day diets, and needless to say, you don't get there by eating clean. 10,000 calories a day. So his solution, in part, big part of that, was liberal use of MCT oil. And I don't know, Carl, if you remember Twin Labs, orange flavored MCT fuel.
I do remember it, yes.
Oh man, I can recall going through a lot of that stuff. And later, I bought the much larger containers of Ultimate Nutrition's MCT oil and paid the price. And let me tell you about the price that I paid. So there I was reading Perillo's articles about guys using 10 or more tablespoons of this stuff. And one day I threw down probably half a dozen before I headed out to the pool where I was living at the time, and quickly found myself looking for a bathroom.
Right.
Because too many medium-chain triglycerides on an empty stomach or otherwise are going to find you in the bathroom.
Well, I mean, it's like any oil. I mean, if you were to drink a couple shot glasses of olive oil on an empty stomach, you'll find yourself running to the bathroom pretty quickly.
Yeah. So short answer here is that MCTs have value, but they have largely fallen out of favor, and that's really for two reasons. One, I don't know if this is Morrow's current thinking, but Dr. DePasquale has written extensively, as you know, in the Anabolic Diet and elsewhere about how if you do use medium-chain triglycerides, it prevents your body from oxidizing the long-chain triglycerides, in other words, stored body fat. The second reason why I think they've fallen out of favor is that better solutions have emerged, meaning things like intermittent fasting paired with essential amino acids and timed carb ups around the workout, Scott, in my opinion, are much, much more efficient at keeping body fat levels in check. Now, having said that, it doesn't seem to be Scott's issue, but for those that are listening and they do want to ditch some body fat quickly, I would encourage you to look at Adolfo Musa. Is that the
correct name? Yeah, Adolfo Musa. You're combining Adolfo Cerame and Adolfo Musa's names together. Adolfo Musa is Subversity, Professor Dr. Andro, many of you know him as.
Yeah. He has a fantastic series of articles. I believe the title is Intermittent Thoughts on Intermittent Fasting.
Correct.
With the practical example being Adolfo Cerami.
Exactly.
Who I've worked closely with. And one look at Adolfo's pictures should tell you all you need to know about the efficacy and effectiveness of intermittent fasting timed appropriately with carb ups and refeeds right around the workout.
Yeah.
I think that's a better solution, and I hope that helps, Scott.
Okay, this one is from Sean Buffington. He says, I've been seeing a lot of contradicting things about caffeine lately when it comes to muscle building. I know that you like it for cutting, but can you offer some thoughts on whether it may be harmful or helpful in a gaining cycle? What do you think?
Yeah, you know, I know exactly what he's talking about. If you look at the studies on caffeine, they'll drive you crazy. Some point to a lot of caffeine's attributes. Some will point to insulin resistance. I think looked at on a whole on a meta basis. In other words, you take all the studies and you look at them. I came to two conclusions. One, chronic use of caffeine daily causes it to lose its effectiveness. So therefore, acute use when you need it, saved for pre-event or pre-lifting, is much more beneficial. Secondly, like Yohimbe and carnitine, I feel that caffeine is best dosed either on an empty stomach or otherwise in a low insulin environment. Like a lot of other stimulants and things that cause an increase in the central nervous system activity, caffeine seems to hit harder on an empty stomach. So reserving a cup of Java or caffeine, straight either caffeine hydrochloride or its herbal equivalents, which I prefer, such as guarana, which I've shared with a lot of my guys on training days, is gold. For what purpose? To amplify muscle contractile force. Very simply, caffeine's benefits are well known insofar as it will allow you, if used sparingly.
I was just going to say, and the reality is that there are very, very low effective doses, if this is what you're using it for, that don't drive your adrenals through the roof and actually make you wash out, which has the opposite
effect. Yeah, and that's a danger. As with Yohimbe, or any other stimulant for that matter, if you get too jacked up, you'll actually, you know, you won't be as strong.
Right.
You have to remember, lifting is as much coordination as it is brute strength. So be careful not to overdo it. A couple of things that are very synergistic with caffeine. We know, of course, ephedrine hydrochloride or the herbal ephedra equivalent, either from mahuang or cedar cordifolia in the form of an 8% extract, in the 10-to-1 ratio of caffeine to ephedrine is the gold standard insofar as upgrading thermogenesis, etc., which I'll be speaking to in a bit. Some other things that stack really well with caffeine are tyrosine or acetyl L-tyrosine in the amount of about a gram, CDP choline, which we discussed last episode. If you can find it, legit Korean red Panax ginseng is very, very effective, although it's also very scarce. You know, unless you're getting it from a quality company like Thermolife, that includes it, I believe, in Ebol, you have to really visit a Korean or a Chinese herb market. There's a lot of crap ginseng out there. Cayenne pepper is something that's really overlooked and is in everybody's, most everyone's kitchen cupboard. It's measured in, I think it's heat units, but about 500 milligrams encapsulated will give a real kick to caffeine, as will ginger, DMAE, dimethyl amino ethanol, and yohimbe, although I would caution you to be very, very careful when stacking yohimbe with anything, and always, always opt for the capsules, which will be limited to about 3 milligrams of yohimbe hydrochloride. I'm saying this because I took a phone call from a very close friend, his sister, saying, John is in the hospital. He can't breathe on his own. Do you know what he took?
The short story is
he ordered bulk yohimbe and screwed up his dosing.
Yeah.
He almost died. Yeah. I don't want that to happen to anyone.
We have, I want to go ahead and answer the next question so that when we come back, we can do our blueprint sure. Power Hour tip of the day, okay?
Sure.
The next question is from Brad. It's Whitsit.
Yep.
Hey, Rob, I ordered my Mass Pro Synthogen 2 weeks ago and I'm on my first day, of feast. I guess he's talking
first
about feast and famine. Okay. Any idea when it will be in?
Yeah, the short answer to your question is we are awaiting Muscle and Sports Science, being we, down in Athens, Georgia, is awaiting the mother load of Synthogen, and it should be in the first week of June. Synthogen exceeded everyone's expectations, even mine, the first two batches sold out.
What's actually happened is your reorders of the stuff are coming through faster than new orders, which tells you something. It tells you that the people who are using it are seeing something from it. You can always tell if a product works if your reorders are up. And that's what's driven you into the dirt. You never expected people to reorder so quickly, did you?
No, I didn't. But, you know, gratefully, there were a lot of people, I think, that looked at it. Instead of buying, let's say, the 3-bottle special, they bought one bottle.
Well, right.
It didn't take long. It didn't take, you know, them using it for a week or two before we saw the reorders.
Right. Right. All right. We have to take our last commercial break. And when we come back, we're going to do the new segment, on the Blueprint Power Hour, which is the tip of the day. And this one is titled Getting the Right Ephedrine Product. You're listening to Rob Regish. If you want to buy the Blueprint, go to superhumanradio.com and click the Blueprint banner ad. If you want to learn more about Synthogen and get in the line to buy Synthogen sometime in June, click the Synthogen banner ad. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio later in the show. Dr. Judy comes on to help us overcome our feelings of victimization. This show is important for me personally, and I hope you get something out of it too. We'll be right back. Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're
you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
No other peptide supplier has a more complete offering than Southern Research Companies. And no other peptide supplier can boast that all their research peptides are manufactured inside the United States in Tier 1 labs. Whether you're looking for IGF-1 Long R3, GHRP6, GHRP2, Melanotan 2, Mechanical Growth Factor, or PT-141, or hard-to-find peptides like Triptorelin or Follistatin, you'll find them at Southern Research Companies. Free shipping on orders over $150. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Southern Research banner ad today and do business with the most trusted name in research peptides, Southern Research Companies. 6-Oxo is back thanks to Iron Mag Lab, the gold standard for testosterone boosting and estrogen reduction that all other over-the-counter aromatase inhibitors are compared to, is 6-oxoprogesterone. 6-Oxo is the active ingredient in the new E-Control RX from Iron Mag Labs. Iron Mag Labs has resurrected the beast that has been clinically shown to raise free testosterone by as much as 226%. As men age, estrogen rises and testosterone drops. E-Control RX can help reverse this from happening. E-Control RX is suitable for post-cycle therapy to jumpstart natural testosterone production. Get E-Control RX today. Go to ironmaglabs.com today.
Mass Pro Synthogen is unlike any supplement to come before it, both in form and function. Synthogen is the world's first messenger RNA translation accelerator. Messenger RNA is the rate-limiting step in growing new muscle. Synthogen rapidly stimulates protein synthesis on demand, day or night. Synthogen allows you to train harder, longer, stronger, and more frequently than your competition. Synthogen is the absolute fastest drug-free recovery agent available. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Synthogen banner ad to learn more. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
You already know how great the Testo 100 Transdermal Testosterone Boosting Patch is. Well, now it's even better. The new and improved Testo 100 patch now contains diaspartic acid, stinging nettle root, and androstenotrione to increase free testosterone while reducing sex hormone binding globulin and aromatase enzyme. It's still made in FDA-certified labs and contains all the great ingredients that made it work originally. But now it's even better, bypassing the stomach to deliver its ingredients throughout the day for greater increases in energy, libido, and muscle-building, fat-burning effects. Get 50% off when you use the coupon code SHR4. Go to AGEFORCE.com and use the coupon code SHR4 and get your new Testo 100 patch today.
Build muscle, burn fat. It's Superhuman Radio.
Woo! Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Woo! We've got a question on Facebook that just came in. Let's see here. This one is from Wes Scott. Wes says, Carl, I would like to ask Rob a question. Ghrelin is a powerful growth hormone releaser. Yes, it is. Is it better to feel hungry before a workout or not feel hungry at all? What is Rob's take on fasting? Thanks, Carl. Okay, so no, I want you to weigh in first. I told you that I have some opinions on this as well, but I want you to weigh in first because this is your segment, not mine.
Okay. My personal opinion is that fasting holds a lot of promise. And for some, it's more difficult than others, but it is well worth the exercise in experimenting with fasting because I am a firm believer in, let's say if you parch the grass outside and it finally rains, it's going to make the most of it. So.
Well, let me endorse what you're saying. Anybody who understands wine growth in vineyards, you know that the Cabernet grape is the most robust, most powerful grape. And part of the breeding of the Cabernet grape is periods of lack of watering. That lack of watering actually makes it more resilient, increases the tannin production. The grape responds to these harsher conditions by getting stronger.
Yeah, it's, you know, as I said before, fasting holds much promise. I would tell you that, you can train your body and your mind to train on empty. And when you do eventually refeed, either during or immediately after the workout, you will more effectively make use of the protein and carbohydrates stored as glycogen and even some of the intramuscular fats if you're eating a little bit of healthy fats, omega 3, 6, and 9s. At first, it's going to prove to be a difficult exercise if you're not used to it. However, as I've spoken to in past episodes, you know, going slow with it and easing into it is really going to pay dues, because whether or not you choose to use supplemental amino acids to jack GH, and you can up to 440% more in the case of GABA, a wide open blood-brain barrier and a training in a fasted state, in my opinion, you can make more significant changes to your physique than you otherwise would be able to do eating in a conventional bodybuilding fashion. Now, that's not to say that you have to practice fasted, you know, training in a fasted state exclusively. In fact, I think last episode, there was a question about how best to use it. In my opinion, start alternating 3 days of intermittent fasting with 3 days of, let's say, traditional bodybuilding style eating, every 2 to 3 hours, high protein, complex carbohydrate meals, and take it from there. You'll never look back once you perfect fasting, training in a fasted state, and then refeeding.
Now, let's talk about something. When you are fasted, when you feel hungry, your body is producing ghrelin. This is part of the response. This is why there's an upregulation in growth hormone during periods of fasting. When the body feels hungry, when it has that sense of hunger, your body is already producing a lot of these same peptides that we're talking about injecting that then reprime the pump, so to speak, and increase hunger.
Your body is making a lot of things, you know, while you're fasting, and it's, you know, we could talk forever about the different hormonal interactions and, you know, how to leverage it with insulin. But the bottom line is, what you will find is when you are fasting, everything sharpens up, including all of your senses. You will be a little edgier, which, let's face it, if you learn how to channel that, can only benefit you in your workout.
Yeah.
And when you eventually refeed, your body is like, muscle tissue in particular, is like a sponge. Now, after that, it just becomes a game of, you know, you can do some amazing things with 100% legal supplementation, never mind some of the other stuff that guys are using. Yeah. And what people will learn when they tune in, hopefully tomorrow for the seminar that we're going to do on ARMS, is there are a lot of answers that people are looking for in our sport today that you can only find by looking into our past. And I'm talking about the forefathers of physical culture and BS, which is to say before steroids. Those guys had a lot of the answers, and you'll be hearing about them tomorrow.
Okay, let's go ahead and do the Blueprint Power Hour tip of the day, getting the right ephedrine product.
Yeah, believe it or not, I'm still getting tons of questions on ephedrine and ephedra and how best to go about getting it. So I'd like to talk a little bit about that. Today, for most people, the convenient and best option would be to go to their local CVS or drugstore, and ephedrine is available in two forms behind the counter. The first is Bronchaid tablets. The second are Primatene tablets.
Right.
They're sold as asthma medications. Here's the scoop on each and how they differ. Bronchaid contains about 63% pure ephedrine and 37% sulfate ions. It's present on the label as ephedrine sulfate. Primatene, on the other hand, contains about 82% pure ephedrine and 18% hydrogen chloride. So you'll see it listed as ephedrine hydrochloride. The bottom line here is that with Bronchaid, you're actually losing out on about 20% of the ephedrine, or 4 milligrams that Primatene will give you. In this situation, I strongly prefer ephedrine hydrochloride, meaning the Primatene tablets, wherever possible. Subjectively, ephedrine hydrochloride, for me anyway, imparts a much more feelable stimulatory type effect, and I've always preferred the hydrochloride form to the sulfate form if you're using the synthetic. the bottom line, again, in terms of fat burning anyway, would be using caffeine and ephedrine in a 10-to-1 ratio, ideally 3 times a day. That's been shown to be both safe and effective for fat loss, as supported by research done at Beth Israel Medical Center, which is an arm of Harvard, Columbia University, and various universities overseas.
Now, you have to build up to that. Some people are very sensitive to ephedrine. I know that you said the uninitiated may notice a spike in blood pressure and an elevated heart rate, but then that kind of subsides after a week or so of usage?
Yeah, it's important to point out, and thank you for reminding me. You know, this is not something to take lightly. It is not subtle. In most people, especially women, you know, this is ping, ping, ricochet, rabbit type stuff. So those primatine tabs are about 10 milligrams of ephedrine hydrochloride once you do all the math. I would suggest one primatine tab, about 10 milligrams of ephedrine, and 100 milligrams of caffeine, just to assess your tolerance level. Once you have established that and know that you tolerate it well, dosing it 3 times a day, once in the morning, once in the afternoon, and once in the late afternoon, no later than I'd say 3 or 4 p.m., otherwise it'll cause some insomnia, is the practical, established way to go about things. And there I'd recommend 2 tabs of primatine, which is about 20 milligrams of ephedrine, and 200 milligrams of caffeine.
Yeah. You know, and actually when you combine those two, they have a very, very similar beta-adrenergic effect as clenbuterol without the threat of damaging cardiomyocytes, which clenbuterol does. The people out there who use clenbuterol for cutting and dieting purposes, it has been shown to actually cause cellular death to heart muscle. And so for those of you who take that very cavalierly and think, well, I'm young and I'll overcome this, you may not, and it may not show itself until you're 30 or 40. This is, in my humble opinion, a slightly safer way of having a similar effect with 2 other ingredients that don't seem to affect cardiomyocytes that way.
Yeah, just to give some reference point on clenbuterol.
And we have to go quickly because we have to go into good.
Clenbuterol is measured in micrograms.
Yeah.
And you're correct, Carl. It's shown to be toxic, at least to humans, in terms of effects on the cardiovascular system, and in particular the heart. In horses, hey, it works great. But in human beings, no. Ephedrine, caffeine, in my opinion, is a much, much safer way to go about burning fat.
Yeah. We have to end this interview. Unfortunately, I know people love the Blueprint Power Hour. There will be another one next week, of course. I want to thank Rob Regish for all of the free information that he gives away here that other people sell. And you can patronize Rob by going to Superhuman Radio and getting on the waiting list to buy Synthogen or buy his Blueprint guide for building muscle and strength faster. And for those of you who want to attend the Add 1 Inch to Your Upper Arms seminar, the deadline is tomorrow, the 30th at noon to join in. It's only $9.95. I promise you this will be a $9.95 expense that you will not regret spending. Go to the Superhuman Radio Network Facebook page and click the link to learn more about it. Rob, thanks for being on the show today, brother.
Thanks for having me. Okay. I really appreciate it, Carl.
My pleasure. All right, so stay tuned. When we come back, we'll have Dr. Judy on. We're going to talk about overcoming feelings of victimization. Everybody feels victimized at some point in their life, and it can actually stop you in your tracks from progressing.
NASA.
We'll be right back.
NASA. NASA. NASA.
Oh, I strike with the best. If you ain't from the 1 or 2, I respect. Back, Carly just forgot I'm got a written for my.
Anabolicminds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your question. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio forum is hosted. Visit Anabolicminds.com today and get into the action. Anabolicminds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
From the most advanced supplement company on the planet, Primordial Performance, comes the new Andro series. Andro Lean is a thermogenic aid that will promote lipolysis and incinerate body fat. Andro Mass creates explosive gains and is highly anabolic. Andro Hard will turn your muscles into granite hard stone while increasing sex drive and maximizing strength. The Andro series represents the most advanced delivery systems available anywhere. These are non-methylated and completely liver safe and non-toxic. Buy one or stack all of the new Andro series products today at primordialperformance.com. No other peptide supplier has a more complete offering than Southern Research Companies. And no other peptide supplier can boast that all their research peptides are manufactured inside the United States in Tier 1 labs. Whether you're looking for IGF-1 Long R3, GHRP6, GHRP2, Melanotan 2, Mechano Growth Factor, or PT-141, or hard-to-find peptides like Triptorelin or Follistatin, you'll find them at Southern Research Companies. Free shipping on orders over $150. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Southern Research banner ad today and do business with the most trusted name in research. Research Peptides, Southern Research Companies.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. WiseChoiceMedicine.net. CanSee Eye Drops. The name says it all.
From the iconic metabolic expert, Dr. Scott Comley, comes Physique 2.0. Physique 2.0 is the only meal replacement with MetaFX, Beta-FAOCHO. That's a long way of saying the only carbohydrate supplement that has been clinically shown to burn fat. Just like the complete milk protein in Physique 2.0 promotes fat burn, so does the carbohydrate source. This is the first ever food source that can burn fat while building muscle. What are you waiting for? Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Physique 2.0 banner ad to learn more.
This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. My guest during this hour is the official Superhuman Radio resident therapist, Dr. Judy Kuriansky. How are you doing, Dr. Judy?
Oh, great. Very good.
Very important show, too. And I want to thank Dr. Judy for making time, because I know that she teaches at university and she's making time to do the show today. Thank you so much.
Yes, and I'm here now. So I'm at Columbia Teachers College, and we do have a graduate class that I teach about intimacy, and we talk a lot about the topic that we're going to discuss right now.
Yes, victimization. You know, we all find ourselves with feelings of being victimized. Some of it is legitimate, like women who are raped, people who are subjected to prejudice because of their race, creed, or color. And some of us who have ended up in the judicial system, where the illusion that the judicial system has something to do with fairness and judiciousness, and we find that it has nothing to do with that. We are betrayed by this system, and we feel victimized, which is my personal experience. And why I wanted to do this show, because last week or week or so ago, Lisa talked about on the show the 5 steps to being happier, and one of them was letting go of feelings of victimization. And I said to her, what if you really were victimized? How do you get past that? And that's when it dawned on me, we have to have Dr. Judy on the show. So,
well, that is wonderful. And the first most important point about this entire topic is to change the word. We use the word survivor instead of victim all immediately. That empowers you. So okay. It's survivordom instead of victimization.
Okay, I can see that, because surviving something is a positive and victimization is a negative. Victimization
exactly.
implies weakness, and surviving implies strength.
Exactly. So bottom line, we're going to say a lot of important things this hour, but that is the ultimate message, is to call yourself a survivor, because that's what you've done.
I like that.
You're no longer a victim, or you can stay a victim as long as you want. Really?
And I want to talk about that too. And let's do this. I wanted to ask you, in your professional opinion, are there certain personality attributes that makes someone a good candidate to live a life of the victim?
Yes, there certainly are. And some of those characteristics are where you feel a low self-esteem, which is where you sense that anybody can do anything to me. And actually, I have some exercises that really I help people to overcome that. One of them is grounding, where right now, whether you might be sitting, and so feel your butt in the chair and being supported by the chair. Or put your feet uncrossed on the floor and squiggle your feet into the floor, feeling like you have roots like a tree, and feeling that you are supported, so that you are therefore grounded and strong and nobody can knock you over. When I go all over the world, I have kids feel, what does it feel like to be a leaf or a weed in the wind? And you could be blown, okay, you may not be blown, you know, totally uprooted, but now feel like it feels like your tree and no one except a really big tsunami or earthquake can uproot you.
Right.
So that is one technique in order to get over that personality characteristic, like anybody could do anything to me.
Oh, I like that. So part of being a victim is not just the event, because obviously things happen to people all the time, but some people become victims of the events, and some people become survivors of the events by choice without even thinking about it, don't they?
Well, yes, that's another personality characteristic. It's how you really see yourself in terms of whether you are constantly at someone's mercy or you are the master of your own fate. You know that phrase, I am the captain of my ship, I'm the master of my soul, or however it goes. I mean, if you think about you being the captain of your ship, that you're at the helm, and nobody else is going to knock you over about it. So that is definitely a characteristic. You know, there are also some very interesting things called from social psychology about how people who are victimized even walk. I was talking about this in my class at Columbia at the Teachers College the other day. Like, if you walk with your same arm swinging, with your same right, let's say your right arm swinging and your right foot, then you're off balance. And so other people may perceive, like somebody who's going to attack you or whatever, that they can push you over. The stronger way to walk is with your left foot forward matching your right arm, and then your right foot forward matching your left arm, so that you are more stable.
So even postural things are different about these types of people.
Exactly. And, you know, and then you have a look about yourself. You know, it's the stride that you take that we just talked about. And I do it in terms of when I feel like I'm in a somewhat dangerous place, I'm on alert. And I say to myself, actually, anybody comes near me, you watch out. I'll take you out.
Interesting.
You know, I purposefully in my mind do that imaging to myself, and that self, self-pumping. So there's behavioral things, there's mental things, there's more deeper psychological senses of what your history is, and then there's even what your self-talk and what you say.
Right. And you know, that's an interesting one. Yeah. Because one of the things I've noticed even in myself is, if you're not careful, you start wearing your victimization like a badge. You identify with it. It's something that you talk about. It's part of your fabric all of a sudden.
Right, exactly. And, you know, as a psychologist, I am not adverse to that, because if you do one thing and if you talk about it to process it. So this is really the difference in terms of sharing about the times that you feel that you have been betrayed or victimized. talking is fine, and even repeating the talking is fine, as long as it's to process and not to wallow.
Okay, so how long is processing versus wallowing then?
Well, processing and wallowing really calls dependent on how deep the problem is and how extensive the trauma was to you.
Right.
So as a clinician, as a therapist, if someone keeps repeating the same words and story again, then that is more wallowing, and what I say then is, tell me another part of it, or what else happened, or how are you feeling about it? Mm-hmm. You see, that moves the energy and moves the person from the obsession and or wallowing to the processing.
Now, there's lots of senses of victimization, but some of them are undeniable, like in the area of rape. Now, and a lot of victimization actually occurs as the result of a relationship, right? I mean, you know, I mean, when I say a relationship, I don't mean coworker relationship. I mean husband, wife, partner in a loving relationship. That's where a lot of victimization occurs, right?
Yes, often victimization can come, as you mentioned in the beginning, from any source. You know, from society, from your community, from a teacher, from a friend, from the judicial system. You know, and many times we also have what's called secondary victimization and secondary trauma. So if someone has been raped, they've gone through the victimization and the trauma. And then when they go to the trial, we call it secondary victimization, because you're repeating, you're having to go through the experience again. And so therefore you need, you know, a lot of help. But certainly, you know, people's reactions are legitimate. I always, as a clinician, no matter what the victimization or the trauma was, respect it. So we can all agree, as you said, that rape is universally something we can all claim as a victimization, right, of a horrific, you know, level. But I certainly know, as a psychologist, that people can have as extreme reactions as someone who has been raped or, you know, mutilated in some way, or attacked or knifed or shot. You can feel like you are shot. I mean, we have what's called love shock.
Right.
So that people who have been, you know, betrayed or dumped in love feel the same as if they've been shot, attacked, raped,
right,
you know, abused. That is up to you about how you feel, and you can go through the same reactions as war shock.
Right.
Also.
Right, right.
So it's a matter of how the person perceives it, and however they perceive it, really, Carl, is legitimate. I mean, you have to accept where the person is.
I want to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, I want to talk about gender differences in coping with, or even, first of all, gender differences in acknowledging victimization, which you have to acknowledge it first, I have a feeling, in order to move past it, and then also processing. We're talking with Dr. Judy Kuryansky. She is the official Superhuman Radio resident therapist. You can go to her website, drjudy.com. She's got great books there, all of them written for me, because they all are called The Complete Idiot's Guide. And she wrote them just for me. There's a really good book up there on healthy relationships as well, which is, like we just talked about, an area of victimization. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest protein Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Protein is the building block of muscle. Protein-rich diets have been shown to not only be heart healthy, but also burn body fat through the thermogenic effect of protein and the digestive process. But getting enough protein each day isn't easy. That's why I use True Protein from TrueProtein.com. TrueProtein.com has an incredible variety of flavors. My favorite is chocolate coconut. And you can even create your own custom blend. Mix whey, casein, and egg, or throw in a little beef isolate. And you can save 5% off the already low price when you use the coupon code SHRADIO. Visit TrueProtein.com today and let them know Carl sent you.
You may not recognize Muscle Gage Nutrition, but that's because they've been in the background as a private label manufacturer for some of your favorite brands. Now get ready to hear their name a lot as an introductory offer. Get 5 pounds of pure whey protein isolate for as little as $11 a pound and get free shipping too. Each 30-gram scoop contains the requisite amount of leucine to stimulate the anabolic response. Check out these flavors: cake batter, chocolate, cinnamon bun, ice cream sandwich, rocky road, strawberry, vanilla, and unflavored. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Muscle Gage banner ad and use the coupon code SUPER. That's S-U-P-E-R today.
No two amino acids have been studied more than creatine and beta-alanine, and no two amino acids have been shown to independently improve athletic performance better than creatine and beta-alanine. When you join these two ergogenic powerhouses together, you get unparalleled results. And when you bypass the stomach and deliver them right to the bloodstream, you get the best single legal performance-enhancing product, bar none. Save 50% off your initial order by using the coupon code CB50. That's CB50. Go to ageforce.com today.
From the most advanced supplement company on the planet, Primordial Performance, comes the new Andro series. Andro Lean is a thermogenic aid that will promote lipolysis and incinerate body fat. Andro Mass creates explosive gains and is highly anabolic. Andro Hard will turn your muscles into granite hard stone while increasing sex drive and maximizing strength. The Andro series represents the most advanced delivery systems available anywhere. These are non-methylated and completely liver safe and non-toxic. Buy one or stack all of the new Andro series products today at primordialperformance.com. Sissies may want to stop listening now. Super DMZ is the most powerful legal compound available on the market today, bar none. Super DMZ will give you lean muscle and strength gains at comparable rates to the anabolic steroid Dianabol with none of the water retention or bloat. Super DMZ contains Superdrol dimethazine, not to be confused with other Superdrol knockoffs. Get Super DMZ while supplies last at IronMagLabs.com. Don't wait too long because Super DMZ is sure to be added to the government ban list. Go to IronMagLabs.com today.
Listen strong. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back. We're talking with Dr. Judy Kuryansky today about overcoming feelings of victimization. This can really be a stumbling block for many of us who want to lead healthy lives, but in the back of our minds, we are plagued with these feelings of unfairness. That's the feelings that I feel about victimization, this sense of unfairness. And we're going to talk about ways for coping. Are men and women different in, first of all, their acknowledgement of victimization, and then, secondly, how they handle it, Dr. Judy?
To some extent, and this is, you know, stereotypic and also traditional, because there certainly are differences, but yes, in the sense, really, Carl, that women tend to, just as in everything else, talk more about it and express what happened, and men tend to much more act on how to do something to avoid the emotional part of it. Because to them, if you think about it even clearly, you know, somebody victimizing you makes you feel like you're vulnerable and that you're powerless, and so they don't really want to admit that. So guys tend to get angry,
yes,
after being victimized, and women tend to blame themselves and get depressed.
Okay, and that was my next question. Does anger have any type of value in overcoming victimization? I'm going to share my own personal experiences, but every single month I'm reminded of what I consider my victimization because I have to write a check. And I've often said to people, writing this check month in and month out is almost like having to pay your rapist every single month. So I revisit these feelings every single month. So with that being the case, does anger have a value? Because I'm very angry. In all honesty, I wish terrible things on the people that I feel pose this injustice upon me.
Yes. Well, anger definitely has a value if it moves. Every emotion is valuable if it's used for something. as we discussed in terms of processing it versus just being stuck in it. What can it actually do for you? What action can you take? How can it help you to actually move through and work through some of the feelings to get to a more peaceful place? So do you want to share with us what happened? It was a legal situation?
I went through a divorce, and everyone, and this is another thing, when you share your story with people and they acknowledge that you were victimized, it doesn't make it go away, ironically. I always thought that the more people that inside, I mean, attorneys, even a former judge looked at my case and said, wow, I've never seen anything like this. And it's, and every single month I have to write a check that's a very, very unfair amount that was posed, or the terminology in the divorce court is called imbued. If the judge feels that, for whatever reason, you're not being honest about how much money you're making, he has the ability to imbue. He has the ability to assess and say, well, I think you could really afford to pay this, because I think you're not being totally honest. Even if you've done everything, turn over your bank records and everything. And so every single month I have to write a check, and that amount of money is such a large portion of my monthly income. It's just so unfair, and I revisit these feelings, and I think that judge, why did he do this? Why would someone do this to another human being? But it doesn't make it any easier acknowledging that.
I totally agree with you. I mean, this happens constantly. This is a repetitive issue. I mean, I absolutely have tremendous empathy, as I'm sure many of your listeners do, because there are so many men who are in this situation. And by the way, women now, too.
Yes, women.
Women's making, you know, more money, so that ends up, you know, but it's disproportionately the men. And you're right. And a lot of times it's like a huge amount that seems totally unfair and really difficult, because then you're living to pay somebody who you want to get rid of anyway. So it's very, very frustrating. So in that situation, from a clinical point of view, it's a matter of, okay, what recourses of any is it possible? I mean, that I'm sure you've gone through that. That's one way to help to deal with the situation, is to say, okay, is there any stone I have not turned yet to see if this can be revisited?
And I'm doing that. It's years now. You know, you go to the local state appeal process. You go to the local county appeal process. Now I'm at the state Supreme Court appeal process. But what I found out here was that, if I didn't know my own story, I would say, if someone was telling me my story, oh, something else. There has to be something else to it. But I mean, the judges here in Jefferson County, they didn't want to upset this particular very, very popular, very revered judge's decision on how to handle me. So they just rubber stamped it and said, nah, it's going to sit. I'm hoping that on the federal, the state Supreme Court level, I'll get some justice, but I may not. And I have to learn to live with this for 8 years.
You mean you have learned to live with it for 8 years?
I have to learn to. I haven't learned to live with it yet. I feel that it's a great injustice, and I revisit
it. It is a great injustice. Right.
But I want to get past it. I want to be happy. I don't want to, I want to look at it like I look at the electric bill. You know what I mean?
Right, the electric bill, right. Well, there's one thing that's important to point out, and that is injustices happen. The worst situation is people who are in jail, right, who are unjustly, you know, accused of things, and they're sitting in jail when they didn't do it. And what happens is exactly in your situation, many times, especially in small towns, people don't want to stand up to somebody.
Yeah.
You know, your judge has a reputation, and other people don't want to cross him, or there are, how many people who are listeners know there's behind the scenes deals that go on?
Right.
You know, that your lawyer knows somebody else, and that's why you got off, or, you know, your lawyer doesn't know somebody and the other one, and the prosecutor does, and that's why, you know, you lost the case. This is like so aggravating. Okay, so what do you end up doing about it? It's like with every other trauma, and that is that you go through the different steps of what the emotional process is, and ultimately you trust that, guess what, there is a state of peacefulness and resolution you can come to. As long as you've gone through the steps, people who try to skip over what the emotional things is, like putting a Band-Aid over it, don't often get to that state you want to, where you're just like, okay, you know, it's like writing the electric bill. I hate it. It's paying my cable bill, my rent, my car parking, you know, all that other stuff. And this, what are the steps? The steps are, first, the sense of shock, which is like, oh, my God, I can't believe this has happened to me, which people go through. And then there are the emotions of being that are extremely natural and normal, and those can end up cycling. And usually they are the depression and the anger.
Right.
And it can get deeper and deeper, and you can be depressed one minute, then you're angry the next, and you're depressed one minute, then you're angry the next, and then going through the steps of what do you do with anger.
You must be inside my head, Dr. Judy. Because I do. I vacillate like that. I really do.
Right. Of course. That's natural. That's normal. And that's what you want to have happen. Because otherwise, when people don't go through that, then they really don't get to the peacefulness.
Mm.
You know? And the process, you have to realize, as deep as the upset is, that's how long it's going to take to process it.
Yeah.
You know, we often say, and I don't want to scare people about this, but, you know, if you have been in, it takes half the time of the relationship to get over the losing it. And even then, 10% of the pain remains. So expect that there's going to be, you know, just like you were knifed horribly, let's say, you have a scar. It's always there.
Right.
You know, so you learn to live with it, you put salve over it, you know, you cover it up and all that other stuff.
Right.
So that's realistic. And so with the anger, like you have and like everybody has, so clinically it's always best, the deeper it is, it's better to work with somebody, because you gotta get it out. It's like a cancer.
Yeah.
You gotta get it out. It has to be either, you know, it has to be somehow medically dealt with.
Right.
You know, and so you can't just say, anger, be gone. No. So that's what I how I work with people. You know, other people can say, oh, talk yourself out of it, do CBT.
Yeah,
be
a mensch. Be a mensch. Be a mensch. You know what I mean? Like
right.
If my father was alive, he'd say, look. You know, this is what my father would have said to me. It's crazy, but you know, I was raised in a Roman Catholic house. He'd say to me, "They nailed Jesus Christ to the cross. What are you complaining about?" Because that's what he used to say to me. You know what I mean? And like, or be a mensch, be a man, just deal with it and move forward. But it's not that easy. Do you think those feelings, that negative self talk, those feelings of victimization, actually can harm you, your physiology over time, your health?
Yes, they definitely do. I mean, there's no question about it. I mean, that's what we call psychosomatics, that and there's been a lot of even research about that. You know, you can hook up emotional things to physical behaviors, like people who get, you know, shingles or stressed, but oftentimes it's because they're trying to be too nice, you know, and this is like the body is showing you, oh my God, I'm, you know, look at this sore here, you know, I'm hurting. So they're hurt inside, and there's all the swords coming out to show it. This is like, people may not buy into this, but there's been even research about it, right?
Right.
Anger and heart attacks is related in the sense that, in double ways, that's a little more kind of, you know, both angles. Like,
right.
People who get too angry all the time can get a heart attack because they're constantly flooding themselves with all this, you know, hormones that are activating.
Right.
Or if you repress your anger too much, you get a heart attack because you're going to explode.
Yeah, you're holding it in.
So, you know, you see how these, like, psychological things, you know, affect you. So that's why I always feel it's helpful in terms of working with a counselor, so that you get these things out, so you're preventing some of these physical things. So with anger, you know, and so many listeners, you know, who feel that they're paying their spouse, and when they, you know, when the woman was spiteful and not
fair,
or
even the man, or even the man, the women out there that are paying men alimony,
right,
as well. I mean, you know,
right,
yeah.
Exactly. And so then it's very helpful to just, you know, allow yourself, give yourself permission to go to the extreme. Now, this is a very sensitive thing I'm saying. I want people who are listening to be very careful about this.
Okay.
I don't mean to, like, go to the person at their face and spew out, you know, how much I hate you. I mean, that's what people end up, you know, knifing each other.
Well, or you can have end up in jail because someone feels threatened. But go ahead.
Right, exactly. So I'm just saying, in terms of in a very, very safe place, psychotherapeutically, we would allow the person to go to the extreme of saying what they really wish would happen or could happen, and then you cancel it. You know,
right.
You say, cancel clear, I don't really mean it.
Right.
This is not, you know, I'm just clearing the air to get it out of myself.
Interesting.
You know, to just, you know, it's like you got a pimple, you're going to, you know, lance it at the hospital, you know, because you don't want to get, you don't want to do that yourself and
right.
stick a pin in it. You go to the hospital, they lance it and drain out the pus, and then it can heal.
Okay. Let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. When we come back, I want to ask you about your opinion. Does faith and having faith, regardless of whether it's religious or spiritual, does faith help people overcome feelings of victimization? We're talking with Dr. Judy Kriansky. She's got a great book for those of you out there who want to avoid being victimized and want a healthy relationship. If you go to drjudy.com and look for the book, The Idiot's Guide to a Healthy Relationship, you can find everything you need right there. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio.
From the iconic metabolic expert, Dr. Scott Conley, comes Physique 2.0. Physique 2.0 is the only meal replacement with MetaFX, Beta-FAOCHO. That's a long way of saying the only carbohydrate supplement that has been clinically shown to burn fat. Just like the complete milk protein in Physique 2.0 promotes fat burn, so does the carbohydrate source. This is the first ever food source that can burn fat while building muscle. What are you waiting for? Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Physique 2.0 banner ad to learn more.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Melatonin is the best sleep aid in the world, but it has one flaw, the delivery method. Melatonin tablets are not efficient and can wear off too soon, leaving you wide awake in the middle of the night. Time-release tablets make you feel groggy in the morning. Now there's the Age4 Sustained Delivery Melatonin Patch. This transdermal patch delivers a precise amount of melatonin from the moment you apply it and continues to do so for an entire 6 hours. This ensures a full night's sleep while waking refreshed and ready to go. Visit ageforce.com and use the coupon code SHRMEL and save 50% off your first order. Go to ageforce.com and use SHRMEL today and sleep better tomorrow.
Mass Pro Synthogen is unlike any supplement to come before it, both in form and function. Synthogen is the world's first messenger RNA translation accelerator. Messenger RNA is the rate-limiting step in growing new muscle. Synthogen rapidly stimulates protein synthesis on demand, day or night. Synthogen allows you to train harder, longer, stronger, and more frequently than your competition. Synthogen is the absolute fastest drug-free recovery agent available. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Synthogen banner ad to learn more. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
The ingredients in Halo Extreme come right from the folklore of the Eastern Bloc athletes whose strength dominated the Olympic Games in the 60s. Halo Extreme contains oral turinabol, which increases strength, muscle hardness, and muscle mass while not converting to estrogen or DHT. Iron Mag Labs combines this with a powerful ectosterone called 5-alpha-hydroxylaxigenin that has shown to increase protein synthesis by up to 200%. Halo Extreme is a great choice for beginners to advanced users looking for low side effects and crisp, lean, easy-to-maintain gain. Go to ironmaglabs.com today to order Halo Extreme.
No other peptide supplier has a more complete offering than Southern Research Companies. And no other peptide supplier can boast that all their research peptides are manufactured inside the United States in Tier 1 labs. Whether you're looking for IGF-1 long R3, GHRP6, GHRP2, melanotan-2, mechanogrowth factor, or PT-141, or hard-to-find peptides like triptorelin or follistatin, you'll find them at Southern Research Companies. Free shipping on orders over $150. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Southern Research banner ad today and do business with the most trusted name in research peptides, Southern Research Companies.
Your radio just got ripped. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Next week, we will be talking about a new peptide that has shown some amazing, promising effects in reversing alopecia in both men and women. For those of you who, like myself, who have receding hairline, this is very interesting to me. We will be talking about how to acquire it, its dosing, injections of it, and so on. And it is a research drug right now, so it does not fall under the guides of the FDA, and can be purchased and used if you feel like you want to be a research test animal. So anyway, we talk about that next week. Right now we're talking with Dr. Judy Kriansky, and we're talking about the feelings of victimization. So, Dr. Judy, do you think faith helps people overcome victimization because they put their fate in a higher power and say, you know, this deity, this energy would not have placed this challenge in front of me had it not known that I could handle it?
Well, you know, that's an interesting way to think about it, in terms of that, oh, I'm only given what I can cope with.
Right.
I mean, that's one spiritual way of dealing with a crisis and with being victimized. This is, and sometimes that can help people to say that you're only given what a lesson is that you can handle, and then that, it's a kind of trick of empowerment. I'm empowered because I know that I, you know, that I can handle it. And that's, kind of a religious message too. You know, people who are more religious kind of look towards that spirituality.
Right. See, the problem that I have with religion in general, if you're a critical thinker, okay, you know, you have two people, and so they both believe in the same God, but yet one, let's say for lack of better terms, prevails in an event, and the other one doesn't. So what was it about the way that other person prayed or believed that benefited them and didn't the other one? You know what I mean? So that's why I have a hard time using the whole, the analogy that I just gave. You know, well, you know, I wouldn't have this challenge had I not been able to. I feel that life has a little bit more randomness to it than that. But with that being the case, I have to believe that some people, if that's their way of coping, it's probably healthier than holding on to the anger and the frustration and allowing it to fester and so on.
Well, these are definitely the little tricks of coping that are related to your personality style, your religious background, your cultural background, and what you've learned that worked for you before.
Right.
Oftentimes, you always ask such brilliant questions and issues, and you bring up all the angles of everything so brilliantly. That often is the stage, when you've gone through the emotions, sometimes that could be the stages then. For someone who is emotional, that ends up being the helpful stages afterwards, when you're in the resolution stage and you can rationalize things a little bit better in saying, okay, this is why I can cope with things, or this is why it's okay.
It's clear, and you used the term a second ago, you know, what you used before. It's clear that some people have this attribute to feel victimized. Where do we learn that, Dr. Judy? I mean, obviously that happens when we're children. Is there any evidence, any information out there that shows, especially for parents who are raising children right now, how do you raise resilient human beings who don't attach themselves to feelings of victimization?
Oh, well, that's so great. You've used the right word there too, resilience, which is the big word, buzzword in psychology today. It's multifactorial. That is the child's personality style. Everybody knows who's had a kid. There's either, you know, kids who scream at night and, you know, are colicky, and kids who sleep well, and kids who have a smile on their face, and kids who have a frown. And so those are genetic predispositions of personality traits, number one. And the second answer is that it's learning. And that's either learning from the people around us. Kids learn how to cope with crisis from their parents. You got a parent who frets and falls apart and screams and cries and can't cope. And so kids watch that and they go, oh, well, I guess that's the way you cope with trauma. Mm. Or instead they have a parent who, you know, gets something upsetting happens. They go out and cut the grass, you know, or throw darts. Then that's what they do.
Right.
So it's a mix of nature and nurture. So it really puts a lot of responsibility on, you know, parents for raising kids and helping them to, you know, deal with trauma.
The old adage, you know, it's never worked. Do as I say, not as I do. The old adage that the apple doesn't fall far from the tree is because the kids see the way we handle our traumas.
Oh, God, yes, you're so right.
Yeah, I mean, it's
right,
amazing.
It doesn't work. Do what I say, not what I do, because actions speak louder than words.
Right. What about this notion, and I've often thought about this, the new paradigm of parenting, well, not the new one, the parenting paradigm when I was a parent, was you do everything for your children and you go without. You're paying for skating lessons and you're not buying new clothes for yourself. Doesn't this send a message to the child that, gee, my mom and my dad must be less important than I am? And doesn't this also then set up this, sense of victimization later on in life, possibly?
Oh, hang on one second. Somebody's talking to me here.
Sure, no.
Oh, you're leaving?
I'm finished with the... Oh, okay.
Thank you. Oh, God. I was just in a classroom
and somebody came
in and fixed something.
No worries.
It was how funny. There's a little mini trauma, you know?
Yeah, right, exactly.
Right. My attention was distracted. Because
that's okay. I'll repeat it. The paradigm when I was raising children was you do everything for your children and nothing for yourself. You're paying for your kids to go to skating camp and all this other stuff, but you're not even buying new clothes for yourself. Doesn't this send a message to the child that mom and dad are less important? Isn't this tie into that whole victimization mentality that, gee, if my parents are doing without and going without, kids don't think, oh, my parents are great. They look at them and they think, gee, my parents must not be very important. And then doesn't that then set a stage for them when they become adults to take on that role of almost being self-victimized?
Oh, that is so intelligent, and what a deep thought, and so perceptive. My God, this is why indulged children end up at times having low self-esteem or ending up really repeating the pattern. See, it can work either way. Either they do this is the absolute dilemma and fascination about psychology. You have a situation like you just described, very indulgent, or as you called it, self-sacrificing parent.
Right.
So the kid grows up totally entitled and given to and indulged, and some kids end up doing the same and feeling, you know, oh, this is great, I was loved and appreciative. And other kids say, oh, they identify with the parent and say, I'm a nothing. Even though they were given everything, they feel like nothing because they have identified with the parent. Mm. And so they end up feeling guilty.
Interesting.
Very interesting. And then as they end up feeling guilty, they end up sabotaging. This is so fascinating because for those kids, they end up having a fear of success. So they're always sabotaging what they have because they feel so guilty about being given everything. And others become so narcissistic that they run rampant over everybody.
Right.
Like, you know, you should be giving me everything because my parents did. Don't matter a bit.
And there is one of the other things, the five steps to happiness, aside from giving up feelings of victimization, was giving up senses of entitlement. Because that obviously gives you that. So these two tie in together, it sounds like. The sense of victimization, the sense of entitlement seem to be coming from the same place. And isn't it natural to feel victimized if you first feel entitled to something and you don't get it, then you're a victim, obviously.
You're so perceptive. That's in fact so true. These are all the twists and turns of the psychology and why the mind is so fascinating that it can actually take those turns that you've twisted around and end up then, you know, not being healthy about it. And it was totally not your parents' intention.
Right.
So what the answer is really to find the middle ground and the balance so that you are giving your child certain things, but making sure that they earn it and that you are giving a good model that you take care of yourself as well, that you're not, you know, totally self-sacrificing.
Yeah.
Because self-sacrifice totally is low self-esteem.
Yes.
That creates codependence, as a matter of fact, as well.
Yeah.
All right, let's do this. Let's take our last commercial break, and when we come back, we'll wrap it up. We're talking with Dr. Judy Kuryansky. Her website is drjudy.com. She's got a host of fantastic self-help books. One that I'm focusing on today because of today's show, The Complete Idiot's Guide to Healthy Relationships. Because having a sense of a healthy relationship keeps you from feeling victimized. And quite often, it's the way you feel, not necessarily the events that cause you to feel victimized, because some people look at things differently than others, obviously. Stay tuned, we'll be right back.
She spreads her loving all over, and when she gets home, there's none left for me.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for, and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
I have never endorsed a training guide before The Blueprint by Rob Regish. The Blueprint combines the best techniques for building muscle and gaining strength with the best tips on supplementation and nutrition. Everyone who has used The Blueprint has surpassed their expectations in muscular gains in record time. You'll learn how to break through any plateau, how to make gains from every single workout, and all for the price of a single supplement purchase. Get your copy of The Blueprint today by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Blueprint banner ad. Order today and get copies of both The Blueprint 2.0 and 3.0, plus ongoing support on The Blueprint Forum to ensure your success.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
You already know how great the Testo 100 Transdermal Testosterone Boosting Patch is. Well, now it's even better. The new and improved Testo 100 patch now contains diaspartic acid, stinging nettle root, and androstenotrione to increase free testosterone while reducing sex hormone binding globulin and aromatase enzyme. It's still made in FDA-certified labs and contains all the great ingredients that made it work originally. But now it's even better, bypassing the stomach to deliver its ingredients throughout the day for greater increases in energy, libido, and muscle-building, fat-burning effects. Get 50% off when you use the coupon code SHR4. Go to AGEFORCE.com and use the coupon code SHR4 and get your new Testo 100 patch today.
Sissies may want to stop listening now. Super DMZ is the most powerful legal compound available on the market today, bar none. Super DMZ will give you lean muscle and strength gains at comparable rates to the anabolic steroid Dianabol with none of the water retention or bloat. Super DMZ contains Superdrol dimethazine, not to be confused with other Superdrol knockoffs. Get Super DMZ while supplies last at IronMagLabs.com. Don't wait too long, because Super DMZ is sure to be added to the government ban list. Go to IronMagLabs.com today.
Jumping higher, left and more. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking with Dr. Judy Kuryansky about overcoming feelings of victimization. So, Dr. Judy, in summary, what should the audience take away in, first of all, understanding these feelings, and second of all, working through them? Because it's got to be important to work through them. You don't want to carry these negative feelings around
right.
in your life.
I think the first one is to trust your feelings and respect them and accept them. That's important. Don't dismiss them. There's all kinds of abuse that leads to victimization, sexual abuse, physical abuse, and emotional abuse, psychological abuse, where just you've been criticized or you feel you've been shut down in some way. That's legitimate, too. So that's one thing. The second thing is to accept that it's going to take time to process that. And that you, third would be, you are an individual. You will deal with it a little bit differently than somebody else might. And your style is your style, and that's okay. Fourthly, I would say that it's important to do both. Pay attention to your behavior, what you do to get past the feelings and be able to be a survivor so that you move on with your life in certain constructive ways. But also pay attention to the feelings. In terms of processing the feelings, always allow them to be there and use them in some way. Like every time you say, I'm angry, say something new about how you're angry or what it makes you feel like. And then lastly, I would say that to trust that you can move through it. If you do all those things, you will come to a more peaceful place about it. It may still bug you when you get reminders and cues and on the anniversary an event or something's going to push your button and you say, oops, it's there again. I'm back to third square or second square or whatever, and that's okay too.
Right. Right. Because you're always relapsing. You're always like a missile. You're always getting back on course in life, no matter what it is. That's training, diet, and these types of events are no different, obviously.
Right. Exactly. And you are so smart. Oh, my God. Whoa.
It is so
exciting to talk to you. You always cover, like, everything about the whole issue.
Well, I love having you on the show because you make me feel smart. It's wonderful. It's very reinforcing for me. But anyway. All right. So there you have it. Overcoming the sense of victimization is important.
And remember, survivor.
I like that. I'm a survivor. That's right. That's an empowering. That survival implies strength, and victimization implies weakness.
Right, exactly. And it was Donna Summer, who I think she passed away recently, the disco queen, who sang that song.
Right.
I will survive, I will survive. There it went. I mean, there it was back then.
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. Listen, Dr. Judy, it's always a pleasure to have you on the show.
Same here. What a joy.
And
you're special.
Those students are so lucky to have you over there. You know that? Do they know that? I wonder if they know that.
They know that.
All right, listen, thank you so much, Dr. Judy.
All right, bye-bye.
All right, so go to Dr. Judy's website, drjudy.com, D-R-J-U-D-Y. She's got great books there, all Idiot's Guide to Dating, to Tantric Sex, and also the Idiot's Complete Idiot's Guide to Healthy Relationship. Also want to thank Rob Regish for coming on first hour of the show, the Blueprint Power Hour, answering all of your questions. Please send questions to onair@superhumanradio.com if you want to get them to Rob Regish. Also, please like the new Superhuman Radio Network Facebook fan page. We've got some exciting things coming up. We're going to be using that fan page as the center of upcoming events. There you have it. And also, if you have not signed up for the Add 1 Inch to Your Upper Arm seminar, the deadline is tomorrow at 12 noon. Go to the Superhuman Radio Facebook fan page, which is Superhuman Radio Network, and click the link to learn more about it. Rob Regish is the one that's holding this seminar. It's going to be 1 hour. And for those of you who can't make it, there will be a CD for sale on Superhuman Radio with all the supporting documentation as well. So we'll see you tomorrow.
This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch.